Well, good morning. It is lovely to be back in the building. It's lovely to see your faces, not on a computer, but in real life. Before we do anything else, though, we are going to pray. And in the spirit of it being All Age, what I'm going to do is ask you to sit up straight, put your hands together so you don't fiddle, and close your eyes so you don't get distracted, and we are going to pray together. Father God, thank you so much that we get to spend time together looking at Luke's gospel. Father, as we look at who Jesus is and why he came, please would you help us to be amazed at him. Amen. Well, my question for you as we begin is, have you ever felt like an outsider? Have you ever been excluded from parties or from playing games you'd love to be involved in? Have you ever been picked last to play football? Have you ever been left out of in-jokes or social cliques or felt very aware as a grown-up of class divides? Have you ever felt isolated? Lonely at school or at work or at home during the day with small children? Have you ever felt adrift in a sea of people that seem to have so much in common with one another? Maybe the last 5 months have led to feelings of being an outsider, a lack of human contact and a lack of activity and a lack of stimulus just leaves you feeling outside of things. The insider-outsider divide is something we all feel strongly sometimes. Boys and girls, you know that it can be very upsetting to be an outsider. Grown-ups, maybe you know what C.S. Lewis meant when he describes our quest to be an insider, to be part of the inner ring, as feebly trying to peel an onion. If you succeed, there'll be nothing left. Well, into this world full of insiders and outsiders and hurt feelings enters Jesus in Luke chapter 4. And the first thing we see is that Jesus came to bring outsiders in. Jesus was traveling back to Galilee and teaching people as he went. Word got out about Jesus and people gathered to hear him speak and praise him as he did so. And once he got back to Galilee, he went home to Nazareth. Jesus went home. And when he was there, he went to the synagogue. And he stood up to preach, and he opened the book of Isaiah, and he read these words: "The Spirit of the Lord is in me. This is because God chose me to tell the good news to the poor. God sent me to tell the prisoners of sin that they are free, to tell the blind that they can see again. God sent me to free those who have been treated unfairly, and to announce the time when the Lord will show kindness to his people." What on earth does that mean? Why is that good news? Well, just think about that list of people again. And as we think about them, I'll bring up the only person in the building I can stand closer than 2 meters to. So Sarah, come up. We are going to visualize these people that he's talking about. So, the first thing he says is that he has come for poor people, people with no money in the bank. So you take your little money bag, but also let's just do that first. There we go. Wait. There we go. No money. You're poor. Second thing, prisoner. If you put your arms together, that'd be great. We'll tie you up. It's worth coming back to church, isn't it? Right, just tuck that in there. There we go. Just hold it. Wonderful. And he says that he has come for blind people. Let's take your glasses off. And we'll blindfold you. Wonderful. There's not much of a face left, is there? There we go. Wonderful. And he's come for the persecuted. people who have been treated nastily. Well, actually, I won't do this. I was going to put a plaster on your cheek, but there's not much cheek left. So you just imagine that she's also been persecuted. This is an outsider. She doesn't get to take part in normal, everyday life. She's an outsider in society. Poor people on the outside because they don't have enough money. Prisoners on the outside because they're in prison. Blind people are outside of normal life because they can't see and they struggle to do things that people who can see do. The persecuted are on the outside because they're treated badly by society. They are outsiders. So when Jesus lists this list, he's talking about outsiders. And the Bible also makes it clear that sin makes us outsiders. Now, don't misunderstand me. That doesn't mean that poor people or blind people are worse sinners than others. In fact, Luke's gospel talks an awful lot about social outsiders being brought into the kingdom of God. But it does mean that sin makes us spiritual outsiders, not part of God's kingdom, not part of his family, not in his good books. The good news is that someone was coming who would bring outsiders in, spiritual outsiders as well as social outsiders. Now look at what Jesus said. Well, you heard these words just now, they were coming true. Jesus came to bring outsiders in. Right, you don't have to stand there for the rest of the talk. Thank you for your help. You can take a seat. You don't have to be a prisoner anymore. Wonderful. How is the question? Jesus came to bring outsiders in. How? Well, this is our second point. Jesus was an insider who got kicked out. Jesus was an insider. He was a Jew, so he was part of God's chosen people. He was at home, surrounded by people that he'd grown up with and who knew his family. He was the son of God. Jesus was an insider. And yet he knows that the people in Nazareth wouldn't stay amazed at him forever. He knew that when people God had chosen to do amazing things went home, they often got rejected. And so he warns Nazareth, a prophet is not accepted in his own town. And what do they do? How do they respond to Jesus' warning? Well, they became very angry. They got up and forced Jesus out of town. They took Jesus to the edge of a hill and wanted to throw him off it. But Jesus walked through the crowd and went on his way. They rejected him and they tried to kill him. Now you might be sat there thinking that's a rather strange and over-the-top reaction on the part of the people of Nazareth. But it's what Jesus the insider faced again and again and again and again. He was an insider in Nazareth who was rejected and attacked. He was an insider as a Jew, but the Pharisees plotted to find ways to kill him. He was God's son, but as he died on the cross, he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you left me alone? See, the amazing thing is that Jesus is the one who brings outsiders in by being an insider who gets kicked out. Now, this story is like a little picture of the gospel story. Outsiders brought in. The friendless made friends. Well, so what? Well, as we go on in this summer series looking at Luke's gospel, we'll see the one who brought outsiders in call all sorts of people to follow him. He makes friends with the most unlikely of people. And wonderfully, that means you and I can be his friends. That you and I might be outsiders because of our sin, but we're insiders through Jesus's rescue. So rejoice. As Jesus reads those words from Isaiah in the synagogue, they should have got the people amazed and excited and eager to follow him. So be excited about what Jesus came to do. Be amazed by who Jesus is, the insider kicked out. Be eager to follow him. If you've come here as a group, if you've come here as a family, why not ask this question at the dinner table while you're having lunch? What do you find most amazing about Jesus bringing outsiders in? What do you find most amazing about Jesus bringing outsiders in? Outsiders are brought inside by the insider who gets kicked out. That is the good news of the gospel. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for who the Lord Jesus Christ is. Thank you so much that he was an insider who got kicked out. Thank you that he rescued us and brings us into your kingdom. Father, please, would you help us this week to be amazed at who the Lord Jesus Christ is? Would we be excited about the Lord Jesus Christ? Would we be eager to follow him every single day, at every single minute, and with every single part of our lives? Amen.